Bill Owens, let me ask you this. Same-sex marriage, what effect will that have on the American people? I see polls which say more than 50% of people believe in it now, but I had an experience at our little town meeting in Massachusetts one night in which there was a question as to whether to have a new fire truck. And a guy stood up and he said, look, you guys ask for a fire truck every year. You should take care of your fire trucks the way you say they're rusty, the way we take care of our cars. But it was a secret ballot. So everybody walked in and the fire truck went down. I'm going to tell you right now, if that had been hands up on the town meeting floor, the fire truck would have gone through because people act differently when they think maybe the fire department might not show up, even though that really doesn't happen. So there you are. Same-sex marriage, does that fall into the same sort of category?
I don't think so. Let's just look at the New York experience. You know, that went through the legislature last year.
Right.
I mean, certainly a tough vote for people.
Particularly Republicans in the state Senate, yeah.
Right. But it did get through. So the issue is largely resolved in New York. I can tell you that in particular when we do telephone town hall meetings, we always do a little poll during those. And those kinds of issues are not what are people's priorities. People still are concerned about three things, and the order has changed a little bit. The first remains jobs. Now the next question I get is, why can't you guys get along or work together in Washington? And then we always have the deficit and the debt concerns. And it used to be that the deficit and the debt was number two. But now number two is, why can't you guys get along and work things out? So my focus is always on those top priorities as I see them. It's also consistent with what I hear when I visit people, unless they have a very particular area of concern. But if it's a more broad overview, then those areas that I laid out for you are the ones that I hear about.
We don't really know, just to counter this for a moment. For example, a lot of Republicans or several Republicans voted for gay marriage. They're being targeted by the Tea Partiers and the others. We don't know how that's going to work itself out.
Well, and that's right. I just don't think that on the national level, I tend to think that tends to be more a state-level issue. And by the way, I think it should be resolved by the states. I think that family law has always been a state prerogative, and there really isn't any reason for the federal government to be involved in that area. And you know, unless there is some civil rights violation that violates federal law. But the general legislative activity related to marriage and families should be at the state level.
Talk to me about student loans. I know that Barack Obama is touring the country, going to colleges, wants to get this done because obviously the student vote's going to count a lot if you can get them out. I don't know that you can. As a lifelong college teacher, it's always been interesting to me. But the last time I saw that kind of activity was during the Vietnam War. And I'm wondering, do you think they'll turn out, one, and two, what should be done about these college loans and the percentage that these recipients pay? Right now, it looks like there's going to be a huge hike.
Well, you know, first of all, I voted in favor of trimming or maintaining the student loan rate at, I think it's 3.4%. I think it's critical we come up with a way to maintain that, just like I think we need to maintain Pell Grants, because education, as we know from the end of World War II and the GI Bill, was what drove the American economy. It drove innovation, and we need to make sure that we're doing that kind of activity so that we continue to stay ahead of the rest of the world in those areas. You know, we're in a continuing recession. We haven't had adequate job growth. It's getting better, but it's not as good as it should be. And we need to be making sure that students have ways to do that. You know, one of the areas that, for instance, physicians and others are able to deal with student loans is by serving in underserved areas for whatever their area of specialty is. That's something maybe we need to look at again in the United States. That seems very reasonable to me, so that people will get educated and then will help the country again for some period of time as a method of being able to repay their loans.
What do you make of the present Iran-Israel issues? There have been these assassinations. There are some people think that Israel is behind them in the Mossad. There are continual meetings between the Iranians who still feel that they have the right to do whatever they want to. And if we have the right to have nuclear weapons, so do they. That's their argument. And yet the world hates them, I think with some good reason and some fearfulness. And I wonder what you make of that whole thing.
Well, I actually think for the first time we're moving in the right direction in Iran. And I believe that we have a great opportunity now to resolve this on a diplomatic basis. An offer was made to the Iranians, which apparently was made about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, and that is to allow them to export their uranium for enrichment, and then we would return enriched uranium to them so that they can use it for the peaceful purposes that they claim they want to do. That does a couple of things. Number one, it opens them up to inspection. Number two, we can control, if you will, the kind of uranium that's going back into Iran. That, to me, is a very sensible compromise, but it also tells you that the sanctions are, in fact, beginning to work, because I don't believe Iran would be coming to the table unless that was the case.
I'm trying to be intellectually honest about this. Is there a way to justify the fact that we and Israel and others, and I'm in favor of Israel's continuance, and I know that they've threatened them, the Iranians have threatened them. Is there any way to justify the fact that some are allowed to have nuclear weapons and some aren't?
Well, you know, I think we're trying to get our arms around this proliferation issue, and clearly there's going to be some discrepancy in that.
Hmm.
There's no doubt about it. But do I think nuclear arms control is a good idea? Absolutely.
Yep.
And so understanding that there may be those situations where one country has and another doesn't, I still think on balance that's the better road to travel.
Bill Owens, wonderful to talk to you. Good luck, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Alan. Take care of yourself.